The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tmura Daf Chav Gimel. Yesterday and the day before we discussed insurance. Specifically we discussed the question of the fact that the damaged party in a car accident has a right to file an insurance claim against the person who caused the damage. This leads to a situation which is interesting and surprising to some people. We have a lot of halachas in Shulchan Aruch about all kinds of guidelines for paskening and deciding questions of nizakin. When a person is mazik somebody else, when a person damages somebody else, we have all kinds of halachas about how exactly to paskin these cases. A lot of it depends on whether there was intent at the time. A lot of it depends on whether both parties were moving or only one party was moving. There are various halachas related to these cases. Just to give a quick summary of these halachas, there's a concept called adam u'ad lo'olam, which means that if a person causes damage physically through his own actions, the halacha is that he's obligated to pay even if he didn't have intent to be mazik, and even if he wasn't peshia, even if he wasn't negligent in the normal sense of the term, he has a very minor negligence or responsibility, he's still chayiv to pay. There is a concept, however, called Birshus. In halacha, if the person who causes the hezek was doing something which he had Birshus to be doing, for example, a person is driving normally on the street and taking all normal precautions, even if he crashes into somebody else, as long as he did not do it with specific intent, according to some Rishonim, he's Potter. This seems to fly in the face of the concept of Adam Ur Lo'ilam, as it's usually understood, which means that a person is obligated to pay even if he didn't damage with intent. But the Rambam limits that halacha of Adam Ur Lo'ilam very, very much by saying that halacha only applies to cases where the person causing the damage was Shaloi Bershus. He was doing something which he was not allowed to do, which could include being negligent. So if a person is negligent and he acts in a negligent way, even though he didn't have intent to cause damage, but the fact that he was negligent itself is considered shloi bershus. Additionally, if the person was acting in a way that he's not supposed to act, he's driving too fast on the highway, he fails to signal, these kind of things could be considered shloi bershus, which would bring him, which would cause him to have liability, even though he did not intentionally damage the other person. It's possible, theoretically, although I don't think it's very likely, it's possible, theoretically, for an unusual situation to come up, which is as follows, and that's why I'm discussing it now. It's possible, theoretically, for a person to be considered Bershus, according to the Rambam, and therefore be potter if he damaged somebody else with that intention, and nevertheless, could be, I'm not enough of a bucky in the law to know, but it's possible that the law would consider him to be mechuyev for the hezek. Even if he's not mechuyev, sometimes the person will not want an insurance claim to be filed, even though he's not really obligated, even though they wouldn't hold it against him necessarily because he's not the responsible party. Nevertheless, some people are very leery of having insurance claims filed against them because they have a perfect driving record and they don't want their insurance rates to go up, especially if the payout would be a small amount. So Bezdin is faced with cases where you have a party who's not obligated to pay halachically, and nevertheless, what ends up happening is that instead of the Bezdin deciding the halacha, we end up with a negotiation because the other party says, okay, you're not obligated to pay halachically, but like we said in yesterday's shiur, it's possible that that party would anyways be able to go ahead and file an insurance claim. And the party who's not obligated to pay says, okay, I don't want you to file an insurance claim. So Bezdin says, okay, you don't want him to file an insurance claim, then you have to buy out his right to file an insurance claim. So this is technically like a blackmail kind of position that the damaged party could take, where even though he's not entitled to be compensated according to the halacha, nevertheless he'll be able to blackmail the other party into allowing him to into paying him in order to buy out his right to file an insurance claim. And it's not really blackmail, because like we said yesterday, the person who got damaged really does have the right to file an insurance claim. So the question is how to avoid this kind of situation. I mean, it's not like we're trying to avoid the situation, but you can end up with a situation which is counterintuitive and very unfair, where a person can actually be in the wrong, and nevertheless, because he suffered a damage, he can go ahead and threaten the other party with an insurance claim and with a, or a lawsuit, whatever, and according to what we're saying, technically the Bezin should have to give him what he wants and allow him to negotiate based on his strong position, where he wants to file a claim and the other person does not want him to file a claim. So the question is how to sort of level the playing field to make it a little bit more fair. So I think the answer lies in a very important concept, which is as follows, which is important to know, even if I don't know how relevant this question is. There were cases in the entire where this did come up. A number of cases, so it obviously has some relevance, but I don't know if the cases are real. In other words, I don't know if the person actually had the opportunity to file an insurance claim. It's possible he wouldn't have gotten anything anyways, which would sort of tone down how much we have to consider the fact that he's able to file an insurance claim. But I just want to introduce a concept that's very important to know generally, which is as follows. The Gemara says in Bab Metzia that if a person sells a house to a non-Jew, and and his neighbor is a Yid. So the Gemara says that the seller did something which was not right. This is talking about a situation where the non-Jew would act in ways which are improper, and he would not compensate the Yid for damages which he really should be compensating the Yid for. So it's called, the halacha considers it that the Yiddish seller is causing a hezek to his neighbor. By selling a house to a guy, he's causing a hezek to his neighbor, because the person that he sold the house to would go ahead and do things which are shaloi kedin. He would be mazik his Yiddish neighbor, he would refuse to pay, and all this will be chalked up to the fact that the Yid sold the house to that guy in the first place. So it's considered a grumma bin a zaken. So the Gemara says a very interesting thing. The Gemara says, now, a person sells his house to a guy, we put him in chayrim until he's mekabel, until he accepts upon himself to pay kol unsa de misyalet for any hezek that takes place because of the fact that he sold his house. So the Mordechai explains, why is it that we obligate him to be meschayiv to pay for any oinus that happens? After all, we know grama bin azakin potter. If I cause a hezek to happen in a causative kind of way, which is indirect, the halacha is that after the fact, I'm not obligated to pay. So why is it that the Gemara is saying that if a person sells his house to a goy, and we obligate him to accept responsibility to pay for the hezek which happens? If that hezek happens, it's not his responsibility to pay for it. So why should he be obligated to accept responsibility before the fact? So the Mordechai explains as follows. The Mordechai says, even though Grum and Nezakin potter, but the Gemara says Grum and Nezakin is Aser. You're not allowed to actually go ahead and cause damage to somebody else, even in a way which is indirect. And even though you would not be obligated to pay after the fact, nevertheless, before the fact, L'chatchil, you cannot cause the Hezek. It's Aser for you to cause the Hezek. Now, let's say a person goes ahead and starts a process by which he's causing a Hezek to somebody else, but the process hasn't concluded yet. So he hasn't really done anything wrong. Why? Because the Hezek didn't take place yet. If the Hezek does take place later, then he has done something wrong. There's a way for him to partially rectify what he has done, which is to go ahead and accept that if that hezek takes place, he's going to pay for it. So he didn't totally rectify what he did, because you have no right to be mazik somebody and then to pay for it, but nevertheless, he mitigated the effect of what he did, because he was going to cause a hezek where there was going to be no payment, and before the hezek happens, before he actually did the iser, Bezin's going to force him to take back what he did and to mitigate the ill effects of what he did by accepting to pay if something happens. Basically, the concept is that if a person is going to do something which is wrong, Bezin can stop him from doing that wrong thing before he does it. So therefore, The Mordechai generalizes this and says any time a person is in the process of doing a grum and a zakin and he can't take back the actual thing that he did, Bezin will obligate him to accept responsibility to pay for it, because since he the actual hezek hasn't taken place, so he hasn't yet committed the crime that we don't want him to commit, and therefore we can force him to stop doing what he's doing after he did it already. Bidiyavet grum and a zakin is potter, but before it's done, we can force him to accept responsibility so he doesn't do the grum and a zakin lichatchila. Very interesting concept by the Mordechai. We can apply this concept to our case. And at least we can try to minimize this kind of blackmail that we were discussing before. We'll say like this. If a person wants to do the following, wants to go ahead and be negligent and drive in a negligent kind of way and cause hezek to somebody else, why? A crash into somebody else. Why? Not because he wants to be mazik to the other person, but because he wants himself to get a hezek, and then he wants to make an insurance claim. You know, people, unfortunately, fortunately, make a lot of money on insurance claims. So a person wants to say, look, I'm going to drive in a negligent kind of way, in a way that's not going to be mazik somebody else. I see a guy with an old beat-up car. It doesn't really matter to him. I'm going to drive in a reckless kind of way. He's going to crash into me, and then I'm going to make an insurance claim against him. So l'chatchila, it's pashut, that you can't do such a thing. Why? Because even if we'll say, like we said in the first year, or yesterday actually, that causing somebody's premiums to go up is only a question of menias revach, nevertheless, it's obvious, like we said yesterday, that a person is not l'chatchila allowed to go ahead and cause somebody else to lose out revach. So too, a person will not be able to go ahead, drive in a negligent kind of way, and say, okay, I'm gonna drive irresponsibly, and then I'm gonna make an insurance claim. Because what you're doing basically is you're setting in wheels, in motion, the wheels in motion, to bring you to a point where you're gonna cause somebody a menias revach. So it's true, after you did it, and you have money here, maybe you'll be allowed to take the money and not be concerned about his menias revach. But l'chatchila, of course you can't go ahead and create such a situation where, because of your actions, the other person is gonna lose out the ability to afford his insurance and to own his car. Therefore, the argument can be made, according to this Mordechai, that even after I did it, even after I did the isser that I was not supposed to do, I can't then go ahead and take it to its ultimate conclusion. The same way the Mordechai is saying that if I sell the house to goy, I already sold the house to the goy, so that's done. I've done what I could do, but I have to do everything in my ability to mitigate the effects of what I did. So certainly I can't myself go ahead and further the destruction that I started to cause. So therefore, if a person goes ahead and is pesheya, he does something which Allah considers to be a pshia, and therefore really he's the responsible party over here. The other person is potter, according to Allah. The only thing is, I'm saying I want to make an insurance claim. So I'm threatening you with an insurance claim and trying to collect money from you based on a deal that we're going to make to avoid me making an insurance claim. On that, the argument can be made that Bezin will tell this person, you have no right to make an insurance claim. Because the only reason that we're in this whole mess, and the only reason that you have the rights to the money of the insurance company that you want to make an insurance claim on, is only because you were negligent in the first place. You were not allowed to be negligent. Since this whole mess was caused by you, you can't then take that a step further and cause the damage which you started to actually be fulfilled and to cause the person to have this menias revach. Because it says, though, right now you're going to do menias revach. You still have the ability to stop this damage from taking place. The same way you couldn't, l'chatchila, say, I'm going to go into a situation in order to make this insurance claim. So even after you got yourself into this situation, you have to do everything that's within your control to stop this from spiraling out of control and from causing that person to have the hefset of the menias revach that he will have if you make this insurance claim. So Bezin won't allow him to make this insurance claim, and therefore that takes away his bargaining position, and he won't be able to go ahead and blackmail the other person.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office at thehalachacenter.org.